A school teacher, a graphic designer, and an advertising agent are spending their off hours asking strangers on Manhattan streets to participate in the crafting of their artwork. The three call their group Illegal Art. Marianne McCune of member station WNYC watched a work in progress.
On a warm evening in Union Square Park, Otis Kriegel is carrying a big box with bold letters stenciled across the front. It says, Suggestions, and there's a slot on top.
Would you guys like to make a suggestion about anything?
Real fast.
Anything you want. Quick suggestion.
His Illegal Art partners, Michael McDevitt and Topper Reimel, are pursuing strangers with clipboards and paper and pens.
Okay, clipboard.
Clipboard, we got you.
Clipboard.
Anything you want.
Clipboard.
This is the city where no one expects an answer to the question, how you doing, much less the chance to have their suggestions heard. So at first, people walk on by.
You guys want to make a suggestion?
But something draws them back.
I got heckled into it, and I caved into the pressure.
Chris Keneally is 31, clean-cut, on his way with a friend to meet a girl and see a band.
I figured I'd slow down for a second and take the time to do it.
What's the post-game analysis?
It really made me reflect on life and myself and my role on the planet and what suggestion I could actually give to humanity that might actually make the world a better place. That's the truth. You can laugh and mock me, but that's true.
His suggestion?
I suggest that everybody relax.
It's cathartic, I think, for many people.
Otis Kriegel with the box.
But it also, it's empowering and encourages them to participate. And I think right now that's what we need to do more of.
Who's funding this?
You're looking at them.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I love that. They're taking suggestions.
I was annoyed by it at first.
Oh, my God. It's
but
the, great.
But it was just because it shocked me out of my, my thing. But, there should be more suggestion boxes.
Chris DeLolio says at first he was tepid when Kriegel told him the suggestions would wind up in a book.
You know, then I thought to myself, it really does depend on who reads the book.
Little people, big changes.
Dee Brown of Brooklyn and her 11-year-old son Dontavian stop on their way to dinner.
So what are you thinking about suggesting?
I'd suggest that kids have a chance to go to summer camp.
Wow, this is new to me.
In Washington Square Park, a man in high heels tells the trio they don't want to know his suggestion.
Words could be as lethal as a blow from the fist.
They insist they do want to know his mind, and he writes something down.
It says, anger, what is it? The truth, what is it? Why was I left alone and then told to just understand? I think the higher power should ask us for forgiveness.
That's wonderful. Nearby, Anthony Dublin writes furiously while his friends make lewd suggestions in the dark.
Raise minimum wage for the poor people.
The suggestion collectors are tired. They've carried the box along 20 or so blocks of Manhattan. McDevitt rejoins the group, talking of a woman who wants him to create a world passport so that everyone who needs to can go find a better life. The idea seems overwhelming. McDevitt says, I think I'm all suggested out, but only for the evening. Next stop for the suggestion box, Los Angeles. For NPR News, I'm Marianne McCune in New York.